The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's the feast of the Apostle St. Thomas. And remember, whenever we celebrate the feast of an apostle, we've got the relics of all the apostles right here in our altar. Okay, so if you would like to see the relic of St. Thomas, you can do that. Wait until after Mass is over, please, but you can do that. And he is located, if you think of the relic on our altar as being like the face of a clock, Thomas is at about 6 p.m., more like 5:30, just a little bit before 6. And that's the relic of the Apostle St. Thomas right here in our altar. Something to remember every time we celebrate the Feast of an Apostle. But St. Thomas, the poor guy, goes down in history as being Doubting Thomas, which is terribly unfortunate because Thomas was no doubter. Thomas was a pillar of faith. Thomas was a man of great heart. Jesus said that he was going to Jerusalem where he would be killed. And Thomas, speaking for all the apostles, stood up and said, "Let us also go that we might die with him." Thomas was a man of great courage. At the Last Supper, Jesus said, "Where I am going, you know the way." And Thomas said to the Lord, "We do not know where you are going. Please show us the way." But most of all, in Thomas's credit, we can say Thomas was a martyr, right? The reason why we are read today is because Thomas laid down his life for the faith. He died for the faith in India. Doubters don't do that, okay? I tell you, Thomas's real problem is a problem we share as well. And this is really the lesson that you get from the Feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. Thomas had a hard time believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you want to know God's honest truth? So do you. And so do I. Because when Thomas saw Jesus crucified, he saw it as yet another instance when the power of evil had crushed the power of goodness, when the hand of evil had once again snuffed out the light. And don't you lose heart every time you see that going on all around the world, right? Every time you see somebody prosper by cheating or profit by lying, and you know what happens. And every time you see it, something inside you dies. I remember a football coach who encouraged his players to commit penalties, and you know what he said? He said, 3 times out of 4, you get away with it, and it's only a penalty if you get caught. That happens all the time, and we lose heart. But Thomas put his whole heart in Jesus Christ. And when he saw Jesus die on the cross, something inside of him just gave up. And he was bitter, and he was hardened, and nothing was going to lift him out of that depth. And so the other apostles said, "We've seen the Lord." And Thomas says, "I won't believe unless you give me hard physical evidence." He just couldn't bring himself to get his heart's hopes back up again, not after seeing what happened on Calvary. And you know how the story ended. Jesus gives Thomas exactly what he needs. "You need hard physical evidence? Put your hand in the nail marks in my hand. Put your hand in my side." and be unbelieving no longer. And blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Thomas was given exactly what he needed, and you're actually given exactly what you need too. Two little takeaways here on the Feast of the Apostle Thomas. First of all, faith doesn't come through hard physical proofs. This is a separate subject, but you know where faith really grows? Relationships. You want faith to prosper and flourish and grow? If you're able, be with people whose faith is stronger than yours. People who know God not because somebody told them, but because of their direct experience. And faith is like this invitation for you to make a free choice. It doesn't happen through hard physical proofs. It happens through relationships. It happens in human communities. It makes me think of the French scientist, 19th century French scientist, Emile Zola, who hated the Catholic Church, who hated especially the healings that he heard about in Lourdes in France that were in the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. And so he made a trip to Lourdes with a girl whose face had been disfigured by lupus. And he was going to take her to the healing waters of Lourdes and prove that nothing happened. And he was going to write an article discrediting Lourdes. And he took this young girl to Lourdes, and right before his eyes, she was miraculously and permanently healed. Did that give faith to Emile Zola? No. It only made him even more hardened and more bitter, even though it haunted him for the rest of his life. You know, it's like they say, for those who have faith, no explanation is necessary. For those who don't have faith, no explanation is sufficient. This is why Jesus didn't give signs to the Pharisees. Pharisees said, just give us a sign and we'll believe. Jesus didn't give them a sign. Why? Because it wouldn't have made any difference. Their heart wasn't in the right place. If a sign is what you need, a sign is what you'll get. But don't think that that's where faith comes from, okay? And the second thing that we want to remember is this. Whenever the sadness of evil and sin in the world get you down, remember that it's okay to be sad, but it's not okay to despair. If you despair, you've forgotten that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ risen from the dead is the foundation of all hope. Go ahead and be sad. It's okay, but don't stay down there. Remember that Jesus rose from the dead, and that is the foundation that God's going to draw goodness out of absolutely anything, no matter how dark it seems. Even if you can't have any faith in any human goodness, don't lose your faith in the Lord. St. Thomas had that faith, and he cried out the greatest statement of faith in all the Gospels, my Lord and my God. Let's say those same words with St. Thomas and ask for his prayers to help us today. St. Thomas the Apostle, pray for us.